Hello, my name is Tanya Burgess. I am a Spanish teacher at the senior high school. I teach Spanish 3, 4, and 5, and I am the World Language Department Chair. Let's start off the day by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And your Rachel's Challenge quote of the day is dream, believe, achieve. So I am going to talk to you today about a tomato festival that is held in Spain. And it's a pretty exciting festival that I'm sure many of you have never heard of before. So this festival is called La Tomatina. And it is a food fight festival held on the last Wednesday of August each year in the town of Buñol in the Valencia region of Spain. So people from all over the world come to this food fight, and there are tens of thousands of participants in this food fight, where more than 100 tons of overripe tomatoes are thrown in the street. It is in honor of the town's patron saint, Luis Beltran, and the Virgin Mary. So, this has been a long-standing tradition since around 1944 or 1945, and no one is totally sure about how the event originated. Some of the theories on how La Tomatina began include a local food fight among friends, a juvenile class war, a volley of tomatoes from bystanders at a carnival parade. Another would be a practical joke on a bad musician, or just the anarchic aftermath of an accidental truck spillage. One of the most popular theories is that disgruntled townspeople attacked city councilmen with tomatoes during a town celebration. But whatever happened to begin the tradition, it was so much fun, and they enjoyed it so much that they actually repeated it year after year after year, and they're still doing it today. So this is actually a week-long festival that takes place, again, in Buñol, Spain. There's music, parades, dancing, and fireworks. The night before the tomato fight, a lot of the participants of the festival will compete in a paella cooking contest. So paella is a traditional dish of Spain, and it is made up of rice, lots of seafood, some vegetables, and it's all cooked in a very large, extremely large frying pan. But they have a paella cooking contest among all of the other vendors and activities that happen during the festival, the week of the festival. So each year for this tomato fight, there are approximately 30,000 tourists that come to the tomato fight. And that multiplies by several times Buñol's normal population of 9,000 people. So if you can imagine the amount of people gathering in this small town of 9,000 people, the amount of people that would be here for this tomato fight. So anyone in the whole world can come to the tomato fight. And if you watch videos on YouTube, you can see there are people, there are people from all over the world. there is limited accommodation. Of course, in a town of 9,000 people, there would be limited accommodation to stay in Buñol for the tomato fight. So a lot of people stay in Valencia, which is a nearby town, and they travel by bus or by train to Buñol, which is about 24 miles outside of the city. So, to prepare for the tomato fight, it is a dirty, dirty mess from all of the tomatoes that will be thrown during this fight. So the shopkeepers that line the street that it takes place on, they will put huge plastic covers, tarps, basically seal off their storefronts to protect them, their businesses, from all of the tomato carnage that will take place. So now, there will be many trucks that haul the tomatoes. And there are tons, literal tons of tomatoes that will be in these trucks. And these aren't just small pickup trucks. These are extremely large cargo trucks. If you can imagine a tractor trailer truck, several of them, just filled with tomatoes. So they bring it, the trucks, to the center of town, which is Plaza del Pueblo, and the they search around for the best place to get tomatoes, typically to see where they can get them the cheapest, because they have to obviously pay for all of these tomatoes. So the day of the festival, the around 10 a.m., the first event of La Tomatina begins. And believe it or not, there is a ham, yes, a ham, like a holiday ham, placed on top of what they call a cocaine pole, which is a very large sort of, think of a telephone pole, greased with like Crisco or any kind of oil, makes it very slippery. And so the tomato fight can only begin when someone is able to climb to the top of that pole and bring it down. So people will struggle to get to the top of this pole. People climb on top of each other to get to the top. Sometimes they will build sort of human pyramids, and they'll actually get all of the adults as sort of the base. And then a lot of the times they'll either have smaller adults or children even climb up to the tippy top so that they can cut the ham down so they can start throwing tomatoes at each other. So shortly thereafter, it's time for the tomato fight to begin. So the trucks will roll in, everybody will gather around, and to signal the beginning of the fight, there is a firing of a water cannon. And you should think of fire hoses, like massive amounts of water from this water cannon, shooting out into the crowds to get everybody ready to start, so that everybody is aware of when it's time to start throwing tomatoes. So at that point, when the water cannons fire, the chaos begins. And at that point, the battle is pretty much every person for themselves. The people who are partaking in this event are strongly encouraged to wear safety goggles and protective gloves, only because of the acidity from the tomatoes that would, you know, obviously burn or, you know, could cause some irritation to your hands. So they really suggest that you wear safety goggles and gloves. Some of the rules of the tomato fight, La Tomatilla, before you begin throwing tomatoes, there are some rules. One is that you must squish the tomato in your hand before throwing it. Obviously, because when you squish it, it's not as dense and it won't hurt as bad when you hit someone with it. So everyone must squish the tomatoes before you throw them for safety precautions. Another rule is you're not allowed to bring anything into the area with a tomato fight except for your goggles, your gloves, and the clothes that are on you. You can't bring, you know, water bottles or anything, because people will take the opportunity to actually throw anything that's around them. So you're not allowed to bring anything else into the area. Now, this tomato fight takes place for exactly 1 hour. That's a lot of fighting with tomatoes. So for 1 hour, they're throwing tomatoes. Everyone is covered head to toe in red tomato juice. And at the exactly at the end of 1 hour, the fighting ends when the water cannons, remember I said they were like fire hoses, the water cannons will go off again. And that signals the end of the tomato fight, at which point everyone has to stop throwing. Now, the water cannons actually proved to be pretty useful, because people can sort of rinse off as they get close to the water cannons, and you will I would assume, need to rinse off. So they actually have a cleaning process that they have to clean up the streets afterwards. And surprisingly enough, is that the acidity from the tomatoes actually help to clean the ground in the first place. So they will actually use fire trucks, and they will spray down the streets. They'll spray down the storefronts and the walls and the tarps even, and just sort of keep going. And then there will be people that will sort of have these giant squeegees for the street, and they will continue to push all the water, all of the tomato juice, everything. They will continue to push it down the street, and they will just flush it into the sewers and things like that, and they'll just keep on going until the streets are all clean. You will find that once the tomato fight is over and they begin to clean the streets, that some of those store owners, they will come out with hoses and begin to clean their own storefronts, and they will actually hose off the tomato fighters as they come down the street, because, you know, clearly they are covered head to toe in tomatoes. Some of them will actually go jump in the Buñol River to clean themselves off. And then, you know, the streets are clean, and people are going back to their rooms to change and clean up. And then the festival continues with, again, all of the activities that were taking place with the parades and the music and the dancing and the fireworks. It looks like a fantastic time. The event has become one of the highlights on Spain's summer festivals calendar, and people flock to this festival. So it is definitely on my bucket list. It is something that I would love to do at some point in my life. Not to mention, this is not everyone who goes has to participate in the tomato fight. There are people that if their storefront or their apartment or if they own a building on that street, they will actually rent out their balconies for people to watch from up above. So they actually don't have to participate in the fight. They can just watch the whole fight take place. So it's a little bit of fun for everybody. Anybody can participate. And I think it sounds like a really good time. It's definitely something that I think everyone should put on their bucket list. So that's a little cultural information for you about something that happens in Spain. And if you're interested at all in it, there are lots of videos that you can look up. It's called La Tomatina, T-O-M-A-T-I-N-A. And you can see all kinds of videos about what this is like. And I really recommend that you check it out. It's a lot of fun. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you all. Bye-bye.